Heading toward 823, happy to welcome someone sent our way by Steve Gregorian from the Detroit Economic Club. He does such a great job, has continued to, and there's something special coming up. The first ever Detroit Economic Club town hall where 100% of the questions will be live from the audience. First ever DEC event at Marygrove, the Marygrove Conservancy. And it's a partnership between the Detroit Economic Club and Detroit Public Television. Our friend Nolan Findlay and Stephen Henderson will be there moderating as well. And one of the speakers from a great company, Rossetti, is a fabulous, fabulous company. And one of their folks, one of the teammates, Amy Chesterton, urban planning partner with Rossetti, is on the other end of our line right now to talk a little bit about some of these things. Amy, nice meeting you. It's Paul W. Smith. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. And
good. Excellent is good.
Yeah. And are you with Rossetti or do you have your own company as an urban?
No, I'm a partner at Rossetti. I am the lone urban planner amongst a team of some really amazing architects and sports experts.
Well, I'm told you are a powerhouse of creative urban planning, an inspiring team leader, melding design and economic development to create plans for highly livable, workable, vibrant, and sustainable communities. And yes, I am reading that because as
sounds like something my marketing team wrote.
Well, it was well done. you couldn't have written it better. So
yes.
Anyway, so now that means I can ask you these questions. How has urban planning changed post-pandemic?
So that's a really great question. I think that depending on the business, it's changed every walk of life differently. But for us, from a planning, from an architecture standpoint, it really just exposed the raw edges that were already starting to emerge. That looks like lots of different things, the need for multiple housing types, be it rental or owned for multiple generations. We need housing for people for all walks of life with all economic access. That was already starting to come, and as the pandemic drove on, it became even more exposed. I think definitely people's tolerance to drive to their place of employment plummeted. We know that as we emerged post-pandemic, some offices have returned, most have returned with a hybrid lifestyle. So when people get in their car to drive, they have a lower tolerance to drive to their place of work. Mm. And then, of course, the mother of all planning maladies is retail and how to create these active first floor uses. Retail was strained before, but it's not dead and it's not impossible. It just really has to be amazing. And we need to be really realistic about how much of it can go around.
You're the expert, and you're talking about things the experts like yourself are looking at, and you have a world class urban planning team at Rossetti because you're it, and I mean you're the leader, so to speak, and so designing and creating environments where people want to live and work is a very, very big deal and a very big part of your job, Amy Chesterton.
Yes.
How do you get there? How does one become an expert in that area?
Well, we have, I do lead it, but we have a really great team with different expertise. We have Kevin Stover. He's a trained landscape architect. So really thinking from the ground up is a really important aspect to deliver when we're thinking about these projects. He's honestly one of the most thoughtful designers I've ever encountered. Alex Niehaus, who is leads the tactical from an urban planner, but she's sort of a unicorn in the business. She's both has her undergrad in sports management, but then master's in urban planning and was also the captain of her soccer team at U of M. So really bringing all aspects together. But in short, the whole team is incredibly passionate about these resulting spaces.
And that's a good thing because sports has become so very important in our culture and economy, designing the right venue in the right place, so very important.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, starting from scratch is rare. We don't really get that opportunity very often. And usually they're not out in these far-flung suburbs anymore. They're usually embedded into the downtown. But dollars are so precious, so we really have to think about how we can double down and make these places that people can use and shop on a random Wednesday just as important as, you know, as tip-off on a Saturday night.
All right.
And so thinking about these are important.
Very important. Our guest, Amy Chesterton, is going to be speaking with Matt Rossetti April 11th, 3:30 in the afternoon. The topic is Thoughtful Urban Design for Downtown Growth, a DEC DPTV Town Hall at the Mary Grove Conservancy. For more information, go to econclub.org, econclub.org. Nice meeting you, Amy. Thank you so much for your help.
You too. You too. Have a good rainy day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we will. Liquid sunshine, as Alan Mulally used to call it on this program. It's heading toward 829.